Hey you guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle, and only Danielle today. Welcome back to another episode of The Happening, where we talk about things that are happening in pop culture right now. So today it's solo, just me. Brooke has been the best co-host absolutely ever the last few weeks. I got the flu. I had midterms. School was just kicking my booty, and then my immune system was kicking my booty, and Brooke really came in hot and was really helpful. And Brooke is in Aruba right now with her family, and she literally was like, I'll record The Happening with you, like, from Aruba. And I'm like, no, have fun on vacation. So I told her, don't text, I'm gonna record. I'm kidding. Plug, by the way, for the merch. We just did our Black Friday sale. I believe it's over now, but we did just drop 4 new items. A pop socket, a Gals and Go pop socket. It's freaking awesome. I can't wait to get mine in the mail. Champion branded Gals on the Go joggers. They're gray joggers. We love that. And it says Gals on the Go on the side. It's white font. And then we also came out with a pink hoodie that says Gal on the Go, really small, fine print in cursive white in the top right corner. Or left corner, I don't know. They're all on our Instagram. And then a black Don't Text hoodie. The same one, just in black. And I love it. And I'm just obsessed. So if you guys did shop the Black Friday sale, hype for you. Because we're not going to be doing a lot of sales. And we're only doing limited stock for this new merch drop. At least for the joggers and the sweatshirt and the pop socket. Because they're a little bit nicer items. So we had to like buy them. So yeah, make sure to go get those before they sell out. Also, I do apologize. I know it's so annoying that I have a cough. I've had a cough for like 3 weeks, but I just don't want to let that stop me from recording. So hopefully I'll be able to contain myself. But yeah, so happy Monday, you guys, if you're listening to this when this episode comes out. I'm so excited. I haven't done a solo episode in a minute, and it's fun to just talk to a microphone. I love it. We just got these new mics that you can just like hold the mic, and I just feel like I'm sitting talking to someone, and it's really, really fun. So I have a couple like articles I want to talk to you guys about. But first, as always, we talk about one thing to motivate you for the week, like a Monday motivation, whether it's a quote or something we saw on Pinterest. I usually get mine from Pinterest because I always go to Pinterest to find good quotes because they just like make me happy. You guys should follow me on Pinterest. I like love Pinterest. I like looked the other day. I didn't realize I had 20,000 followers on Pinterest. Was really random. I was like, oh, hey guys. So since it's just me, I'm going to do 2 Monday motivations just because I have so many quotes that I want to share with you guys, and Brooke's not here. So we're just going to count as one of them as Brooke's, but like I totally came up with both. So the first one, I saw this. It's by Zachary K. Douglas. I don't know if he's an author or what, but yeah, it says, she did a lot of things, but most importantly, she continued to choose what was best for her each day. She stopped worrying about those who never returned the calls or messages. She stopped stressing over the small stuff and learned how to grow into her full potential. She finally gave her heart away to herself. And I just love that. It is so important to choose what is best for you each day. And, you know, there's always that fine line because I'm a big people pleaser, as I've said many times. I probably say in every damn episode because I'm so annoying. But, I always try to figure out that fine line between being selfish and like doing what's best for you. And sometimes I find myself doing things for others because I want validation or I feel like that's what I should be doing. But then whatever I end up doing for that person, I'm not fulfilled from it or whatever it may be. And so recently I've really been trying to make decisions that wouldn't hinder anybody else, but would be better for me in the long run, would be better for my day. Like sometimes like you just need to say no to going out and like just go to sleep earlier, like the littlest of things. And then the next line is, she stopped worrying about those who never returned the calls or messages. And I wanted to share this for any of you guys that are like dating or like even with friends or whatever, like there is nothing worse than just waiting for a Snapchat back or a text back. It's literally the most annoying thing, and you're just sitting on your phone refreshing and refreshing and hoping, or if they open it and don't respond. Like, I remember those days, and I remember how crappy it felt. But when you stop worrying about who's not returning your calls or who's not responding to your Snapchats right away, you start loving yourself more because you aren't focusing on those things as validation. And with that comes, you know, when you're happy, and I say this a lot, but when you're happy and confident in yourself and you can fully love yourself, like that is when people can love you. And I am a firm believer in that, because I even noticed there's certain days where I'm not feeling great about myself and I'm looking to others to get validation, but I don't get it because I am, you know, being crappy and I'm putting out negative energy and people don't really want to be around that, whether they acknowledge that or not. They can kind of feel your vibes. Like if you go somewhere and you're like, oh, I want a boyfriend, like I want someone to love me, like you're naturally just kind of like giving out those vibes and people can kind of feel that. Whereas if you go somewhere and you're just so happy to be there and you're introducing yourself and you're doing your own thing and you don't have to like take a friend with you to the bathroom, you know, like just like little things, just like doing you, people are so attracted to that, whether it's, you know, love interest or friends. It's just so important. And it's something that I have to remind myself too. Like even being in a relationship, I have to remind myself, like I can't like look for my happiness in my relationship. Like we need to both be individually happy and that's how a relationship can work. And like both be confident in ourselves. And like, I don't know, I just think it's really important. Sorry, I'm getting a little deep right now. But, and that can go with like not relationship-y stuff. It can just go, it can apply to like your passions or doing what you love or just day to day, just doing you, and then everything else kind of falls into place. My next little thing I saw, and you guys have probably heard a version of this quote, but it says, not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. And this kind of is like a, it's kind of similar to like everything happens for a reason, but I hate change. I get so mad when things happen that I wasn't expecting. So I'm a big planner. and so I've gotten better about this in the last like year or so, but it's always a good reminder. Like if something bad happens or something happens that you weren't expecting, it is so easy to just be so mad at the world and just be like, oh, forget this. Like the world's out to get me, or like I have such bad luck. And not to go down the manifestation path, but I mean, if you're saying that, you're just going to attract more of that and you're just going to keep giving out negative vibes. But anyways, that's not what I'm trying to say. There have been many times in my life where something hasn't gone my way or what I wanted it to happen. And then it might have not happened right away, but I realized months later, a year later, a couple days later, why that happened. Hey, guys. I just want to talk to you guys quickly about Quip. Quip is the perfect, thoughtful, and practical gift. It's an electric toothbrush, and it comes with refillable floss and toothpaste, all intentionally designed to make good habits simple. So the Quip electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations and a timer with 30-second pulses to guide your routine, and the Quip floss dispenser has pre-marked strings so you always use the right amount. That is something I could have used a while back before I got cavities. Plus, Quip delivers brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills every 3 months, which is so convenient. So you can join over 3 million happy customers and check everyone off your gift list right now with Quip. A great stocking stuffer, might I add. Just go to getquip.com/gals to save on gift sets and to get your first refill free with a refill plan. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/gals. Getquip.com/gals. Check it out. Like, I've talked about this before, but this one time I ran for student body president in high school. I thought I was perfect for the job. I wanted to increase spirit at the school and I wanted to do all these things. And I didn't get the position and I was devastated. I was defeated. I had done this huge speech in front of my whole school and I was just defeated. And then I ran for like my grades president and I got vice president, but I was still like, oh, I'm so mad. And then, am I getting the story mixed up? No, yeah, I did that. And then No. I ran for vice president junior year and I got that. And then senior year, I was like, I want to be like president of my whole high school. Didn't get that. And I was so sad and so just like, why? And then a week later, I ran for student like body spirit president, which basically you host and run all the pep rallies. You're working with the mascots. You're going to all the games. You're making the spirit week themes. Like that's what I wanted to do. And I thought as president, I would like be doing that. But when you're president of the high school, there's so much more that you have to do. So then I got spirit president with two of my friends. And like, that was so much more fun. And I'm just so happy because that was such a monumental thing for me. And like, I'll never forget leading the chants in the crowds, like at the football games and stuff like that. Like those are some of my best memories. And had I become student body president, I wouldn't have gotten to do those things. I would have been busy with other things. So it's just, that's just like one example. Or even when it comes to friendships, I've lost some friendships in the past. And at the time I was so upset, I didn't understand, but we just grew apart and now we're still like, we still talk, but it's just, they're different kinds of friendships. And now I've made other friendships with like other friends. And I think there's definitely times in your life for certain relationships. Like they say, some friendships are a season, a reason, or a, I don't know that quote, but like, I don't know. I'm just a big believer that if something bad happens in your life, it sucks for sure. And like, you should cry about it or whatever you need to do to like get your emotions out. But at the same time, like this quote saying, it's coming to clear your path for something greater. Like when I was younger, I don't even think you guys really know this about me, but I wanted to be an actress. I joined an acting school. I went on auditions. I went to LA. I did a ton of things. And I got like one potential really big job offer for this movie. It was an Adam Sandler movie, actually. I've never really told that story. But I didn't get it. I lost it to like a big actress, whatever. But I thought acting was for me. And I thought I was going to become like an actress one day. But like then I discovered YouTube and I can be myself and do it on my own time, and I freaking love it. And I wouldn't have discovered YouTube or gotten into YouTube if I like acting didn't, if acting had worked out or whatever. So just like little things like that, or even relationships, like if my last relationship hadn't ended, I wouldn't have met my current, you know, like just like stuff like that I just think about, because it's so easy to just get mad and be like, this sucks. So yeah, I know I just kind of went on a tangent there, but I'm feeling preachy right now, so yeah. All right, now we're going to get into my current favorite, but in the happening, we talk about something in pop culture that's our favorite. So movie, TV show, music. I am literally so ashamed to say this, but I just feel like I just need to own up to this and I need to tell you guys about this. So I downloaded TikTok, the app. Just kind of out of curiosity, because Delaney became so obsessed with it. Like every time I walked into the apartment, she was watching TikToks and she was trying to do these TikTok dance moves. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I just didn't understand it. And like being a YouTuber, I kind of have always like when Musical.ly was a thing, I was like, oh, like Musical.ly is taking over. I don't know. Like as a YouTuber, we kind of like, we don't talk down on any of those by any means, but it's like, they're kind of like rivals. Like, oh my God, like another platform, whatever. So I was really reluctant and I kind of thought it was stupid. I'm not even going to lie. But I used to love Vine. When Vine was a thing, I loved it. It was like, what, 6-second videos. I thought they were so funny. It was great entertainment because I love going on Twitter at night and like going through tweets and like laughing and like whatever. But I wanted more laughs. And finally, I gave TikTok a shot and I made an account. I mean, I don't even have, like, my profile is literally like user 1234. Like, it's like a rant. It's not even Danielle Carroll. Like, yeah, I don't even think you guys can find me. But I finally made one and I gotta say, the app is designed well in the sense that, like, the feed is really cool where you just literally slide to the next one and it, like, fills your whole screen, and it is definitely created well. And there are also just some really funny TikToks on there. Some of them are so stupid and I don't understand them, but I like some of the songs, like that Doja Candy song or whatever, or Doja Cat, I don't know, like some, like a Roxanne, like I like some of the stuff on there and it has been entertaining. I have to be so careful though, like if I get on that app, I don't get off of it is the problem. Like I've only been on the app 3 times and that is because those 3 times I was definitely on it for an hour and a half, you know, hour 15, because you're just, I'm like, okay, like the next non-funny one I see, I'll close out. But then I'm like, eh, like I'll wait. Like if I see a non-funny one, I'm like, eh, I'll keep going. Like I don't know. I think I also like it because I do like the dancing videos. Some of them are stupid, but some of them are really interesting. And I keep sending them to Delaney. I'm like, can we like do a TikTok dancing video? Because I just think it would be like fun because I love to dance and it's an excuse to dance. So yeah, Brooke's probably listening to this like, oh my God, Danielle. But it in pop culture, that would be my favorite. However, my dad sent me articles about TikTok and like how they have all your info or I don't even know, something weird. So I'm not like trying to promote. I'm not trying to not promote. I'm just saying it's been kind of entertaining to listen to. So yes, God, my cough will never go away. What did you guys do? Because this always happens to me when I get sick. I like have a cough, like a perpetual cough for like 3 weeks. and I'm just ready for it to be done. This episode is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. You probably know Cash App is the easiest and fastest way to send money to your friends, but Cash App does way more than that. Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with Boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping in the places you already love. You can get discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and more. Literally credit card style perks packed in a free debit card. Cash App is also the easiest way to try and grow your money with their new investing feature. Unlike investing tools that force you to buy entire shares of stock, Cash App lets you instantly invest as little or as much as you want. This way you can still own a piece of any stock with just $1. Brokerage services are provided by Cash App Investing, a subsidiary of Square and member SIPC. We are also excited to be working with Cash App to support one of our favorite organizations, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code GOGALSGO, all one word, not only will you instantly receive $10, that's awesome, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, an amazing organization whose vision is to grant the wish of every child diagnosed with critical illness. You guys know Make-A-Wish means a lot to me. I'm a part of the Wishmakers on UGA's campus. I am so into it. Someone made a wish to meet me and hang out with me for the day, and I just thought that was the freaking coolest thing, and I just thought it was so cool that they flew her out from Connecticut to visit me in Tampa, and Make-A-Wish is just awesome. So remember to use the promo code GOGALSGO when you download Cash App from the App Store today. All right, so the two articles I'm going to be talking about. The first one, Grammy nominees just came out. Well, they came out on November 20th, and literally when they came out, I copied the article, and I was like, I'm going to talk about this. So I haven't looked at them yet. I'm waiting to like do it now on the podcast. So, because I just love award show season. I didn't get to watch the AMAs because I was with friends. But what did I watch? The People's Choice Award, I think I watched. I don't really know. I love award shows. I think they're fun. I always like looking at all the nominees. So for Record of the Year, Hey Ma by Bon Iver is nominated. I love Bon Iver, but I have never heard that song. Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, that would make sense. Seven Rings, Ariana Grande. Hard Place by her, I haven't heard, but I love her. Talk by Khalid. Old Town Road, Lil Nas. With the one with Billie Ray Cyrus is the one that's nominated. Okay, low-key, I love that song. Truth Hurts by Lizzo. Another really good one. When that song comes on, I'm just like, let's freaking go. Sunflower by Post Malone. So I would choose, like, if I were choosing, I would choose probably just, like, my personal, I could see Bad Guy by Billie Eilish winning. I also wonder the Grammys, it's a, like, a group, right, that picks, because, like, I know, like, People's Choice Awards, that's people vote. You know, it always depends on, like, who's choosing, like, because sometimes people win, and I'm like, why? Like, if the United States voted, I feel like it'd be different, like, for example, like Hannah B on the Dancing with the Stars. I didn't really watch this season very closely, but I know Dancing with the Stars people vote. And I think she won because she was talented. But I think she also won because Bachelor Nation came in hot. Whereas, because I, from what I've heard from other people that have watched the show, like some of the other people maybe should have won, or like they were also really good, but they don't have as big of like a cult following or whatever it may be. So anyways, for Record of the Year, if I were choosing, I would probably choose Bad Guy or Old Town Road or Truth Hurts. See, it's hard. I don't know. Album of the Year, Bon Iver again. I mean, Bon Iver has great music. It's like beautiful. So I guess if it's like musicians, they're probably going to like be like, wow, Bon Iver. Lana Del Rey's album, Billie Eilish's album, Ariana Grande, her, Lil Nas, Lizzo, Vampire Weekend. I feel like I loved the Thank You Next album. Like, all last winter, that's all I listened to. Like, literally all I listened to. It's such a, like, girl boss, just like, yes. I could see that winning, or I could see Billie Eilish's album winning. These are just based off of, like, what I've listened to. Song of the Year. Oh my god, there's actually a lot. Okay, Always Remember Us This Way, Lady Gaga. I don't know that song. Is that from Stars Born? I don't know. Bad Guy, Bring My Flowers Now. Hard Place, Lover, Norman, Someone You Loved, Truth Hurts. Okay, some of those I'm just like, what the hell? Like, how? But I would choose Truth Hurts out of those, I guess. Song of the Year versus Record of the Year. What does that mean? See, I'm just not educated on this. Best New Artist, Black Pumas, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers, Rosalia, Tank and the Bangas, and Yola. Half those I've never heard of. I would guess Billie Eilish is going to win. Billie Eilish is V popular right now. Lizzo is also up there. Best Solo Pop Performance, Spirit by Beyonce, Bad Guy, Billie Eilish, Seven Rings, Ariana Grande, Truth Hurts, Lizzo, You Need to Calm Down, Taylor Swift. I saw Truth Hurts at Music Midtown. It was hype. I also saw Billie Eilish at Music Midtown. Also hype. I'm skipping some of these. I can't even lie. Wow, some of these I've just never heard of. Oh, Flume's nominated. Okay, best EDM album. LP5, never heard of. No Geography, never heard of. Flume. That's hype. Rufus Du Sol and Tycho. Ooh. I don't know. I kind of hope Flume wins. I saw Flume in concert a couple years ago. It was really fun. Rock. I'm not really into rock. We're just going to avoid that. Sorry. R&B. Ooh, Bryson Tiller's nominated for one. I love Bryson Tiller. Oh, Drake's not here at all. My boy Drake. Best R&B album. The only one I know on that list is LMA, and I hope she wins because I freaking love her. Best Rap Performance, Middle Child, J. Cole, freaking love that song. Suj, DaBaby, oh, that could win because it's like TikTok, right? I don't know. Still learning. I feel like I'm an adult trying to like learn the things. Clout by Offset, it's a very good song as well. I literally am so sad. Drake is not, oh, I spoke too soon. Best Rap Song, Bad Idea, Gold Roses. I think Drake's in that. Yeah, Drake's in that. A Lot, Rocks in the Middle, and Suj. Well, I hope Drake wins just because I freaking love him. But he's only featured in it, so who even knows? Is y'all's apartment like mine? Because every now and then my room gets cluttered with stuff that I don't use anymore. Clothes and shoes that I don't wear, taking up valuable closet space. My closet is very, very small. I have old phones, or one old phone in my desk drawer. I just have like a ton of random things. You guys know what I'm talking about. So let me tell you guys about an app that you can use to sell this stuff that you don't need. Mercari makes selling the stuff you no longer use super fast and super easy. That's why it's called the selling app. It couldn't be simpler. You take a few pics of your stuff, add a description, and boom, your items are listed. Then once it's sold, Mercari emails you a shipping label and you just stick it on and send it off. No meetups, no hassles. That is something that I love because nothing worse than having to like go to the place and like having them print on a shipping label. I just hate it so much. So they make it super easy for you. The app has over 500,000 reviews in the App Store with an average 4.8 star rating, so why not give it a try? We love a good rating. So don't let that stuff you don't use go to waste. Sell it, ship it, and get paid with Mercari. You can find Mercari on the app stores or on Mercari.com. M-E-R-C-A-R-I, Mercari, the selling app. Check it out. Best Rap Album, Revenge of the Dreamers, Dreamville, Never Heard. Championships, Meek Mill, I Am, I Was, 21 Savage, Igor, Tyler, the Creator, The Lost Boy. Well, I really just can't comment. Ooh, Country. Let's see what we got going on here. The performances, I'm confused. Is this just when they're in concert? Okay, Best Country Song. Bring My Flowers Now, Girl Going Nowhere, It All Comes Out in the Wash, Some of It, Speechless. Okay, can't lie, the only one I really know from that is Speechless, and that's one of my favorite songs, so I hope Speechless wins. Wow, they kind of go off. They have a jazz section. I feel as if they don't do the jazz section on TV. Am I wrong? Like, Best Christian Album? That's awesome, but I can't remember ever seeing that on TV. Yeah, I feel like these, like, American roots music, folk, reggae, I just can't see them doing this on TV. Well, I'm a little shocked by some of the nominations, I can't lie, but for the most part, interesting. All right, the next article I wanted to talk about is actually about some YouTubers. So sometimes I get my news from Snapchat, you know how they have the Snapchat news. I'm not like a big Snapchatter, but sometimes I'll like go on there and like see what's up to get ideas for the happening, and I'm intrigued by this, so I haven't really read it yet, but it says, YouTube sensations Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson are blasted for selling contaminated makeup palettes after fans found hairs in the product, which made the duo $54 million. So, I can't lie, I haven't had the time to watch the second set of their series, the Shane Dawson series, about like him creating a palette with Jeffree Star. I'm very intrigued by it. I know Brooke told me to watch it. You guys know me, I'm not really good at just sitting and watching things. but I am intrigued by it. Basically, Shane Dawson is a YouTuber, so is Jeffree Star. Jeffree Star has made many makeup palettes, and Shane basically teamed up with Jeffree Star to create a palette and kind of see the process of it all, because Jeffree Star has made lots of money throughout the years making makeup palettes, and he made his own palette, and it was like this big deal, and there was this big pre-sale, and I know a lot of my friends got the palette. And so, yeah, they launched the Shane and Jeffree Conspiracy Collection. The collection, priced at $210, includes multiple eyeshadow palettes, lipsticks, glosses, and a carrying case. It launched on November 1st and sold 1 million palettes in just 30 minutes. Wow. That is crazy. But customers complained of finding hair-like fibers in their palettes. Yuck. Star responded to the controversy, informing customers the fibers come from the ribbon fabric used to make the products, saying the problem was fixed. And to be honest, I believe that wholeheartedly. Like, why would there be hairs? And like, honestly, I don't know. Like, if I got the palette, I know I just said yuck, but like, if there was a hair, I'd probably just think it was mine. Like, I have hair everywhere. Like, I don't know. I just think it's interesting. But yeah, I guess there was a couple people that found some hairs. I saw some videos on Snapchat of people like pulling the hair out with tweezers. I don't know. What would you guys do if that happened? Like, I'd be a little grossed out, I guess, but it wouldn't really stop me from doing so. I don't know. That's just me, but I don't know. But yeah, so those are the two articles I wanted to talk about. I guess we can just like chat for a second. I honestly should have like opened up the floor to Q&A. Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about? Drake and Kylie Jenner. Have you guys seen the articles? I've seen so many things online, and apparently Drake and Kylie are talking. I guess they live close to each other, but like, I'm just like, who are these sources? Are people just assuming? She hasn't made any comments on it, I don't think, but she was seen at his birthday party and they're being touchy. But that's just like, that's honestly crazy for her. I mean, Travis Scott and Drake, like, damn. But like, personally, I just want her and Travis to just be together. Like, they're so cute, and I don't know. I also saw Travis in concert though, and he's kind of scary, but I mean, they have a daughter too. I'm just like a big proponent, if like you can make a relationship work and you have a child, like, try and make it work, because it's just, I don't know, just coming from like a divorced family, like, I mean, my family's super close and like I have a lucky situation, but I don't know, I just think sometimes people are so easy to just split up. Not that they were ever married, but I don't know the relationship. I don't know what's going on behind the doors. But her to move on to Drake pretty fast is kind of crazy. But I'm also jealous. And I'll also say, you guys know I love Drake, so that's really cool. And she's kind of close to my age. I'm just joking, guys. I'm just joking. But I was kind of shocked by that. I mean, I'm not, like, Kylie Jenner's awesome. But I'm just like, wow, that's crazy. Pausing the episode really quickly to talk to you guys about LaCroix sparkling water. You guys know I'm a big fan of LaCroix. My family's a big fan of LaCroix. I've been home this week and we always have a ton of LaCroix in our fridge by the pool. I don't know why. It's just, we love it. It's refreshing and it's like drinking water, but it's just like a little flavored and carbonated, and we love it. So LaCroix delivers refreshment, flavor, and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. Love that. LaCroix's 25 flavors are derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences, which is awesome. Distinctive packaging, robust aroma, and natural essence makes LaCroix the innocent alternative for health-conscious consumers. It makes me feel good because I try to live a healthy lifestyle, so I don't feel guilty about drinking a LaCroix. Like I said, there's 25 flavors, and the newest addition to the family is the hibiscus. So yummy. LaCroix sparkling waters are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO, Whole30 approved, and environmentally friendly. LaCroix cans are sustainable and recyclable, and they're the first on the market to be produced without BPA liner, which I was very impressed about when I heard. Enjoy LaCroix sparkling water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. LaCroix sparkling water is available nationwide. For a full list of retailers, visit www.lacroixwater.com. But you know you can find LaCroix everywhere. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water. All right, let's get on to the rest of the episode. Also, as I'm recording this, it's on Black Friday. And so, like, my mom and I went to SoulCycle today to, like, go for a workout. And we went to SoulCycle in Hyde Park in Tampa, which is basically like an outdoor shopping area. So, like, we were like, oh, afterwards, you know, we'll shop around and maybe we'll find some Black Friday deals. But, like, we weren't really trying. But, like, it's like it wasn't even Black Friday. Like, there was people out for sure, But, and also Hyde Park's a little bit higher end, but it was just like so, it was, I felt like it was such a chill Black Friday, if that makes sense. And like, I had some other people say that too. Just like, I think a lot more people are wanting to shop online, and Black Friday as a whole, like, I feel like Black Friday used to be like, you get these insane deals, and now so many people are doing it, and they just like do like 10% off, and it's like, oh yay, Black Friday. I'm like, that does not count. Like, I want 50% off the whole store. Like, that is a true Black Friday situation. But yeah, oh my god, Kenzie just tweeted, another successful Black Friday of buying absolutely nothing that was on sale. This is so true. Last year my mom and I went Black Friday shopping. I think I found like some sales, but then I also bought stuff at other stores just because I was like around, or like that store was having a sale, but the stuff I wanted wasn't on sale. Like, my mom and I walked into Lululemon today and they had like a few extra than normal sales racks, but I just didn't like anything that was on the sales rack. And everything I wanted was just not on the sales rack. And I was like, I just can't do that. But I went to Anthropologie, and Anthropologie was 30% off the whole store, which I thought was kind of a big deal considering they have some really nice things. And my mom bought a teapot. I didn't buy anything today. But I plan to do some Cyber Monday stuff. Hopefully, like, Princess Polly, Nasty Gal, Revolve. I'm really hoping they do some good sales. Not that I need absolutely anything, let's be real. I also want to get some Christmas gifts for people on Cyber Monday because that will be good. What else? My mom, oh, and like West Elm was having a sale. My mom got, she got a sale, a discount off of her Euro Shams, if anyone cares. But it's just like, I don't know, like, are any of you guys those people that go to Best Buy on Thursday night? Like, I'm always so curious what my demographic is here. Like, I tweeted today, wow, got a lot of favorites. I said, is it just me or does Black Friday feel V-chill this year? Someone said, I guess more people finally came to their senses that Black Friday deals actually suck. I went to the mall and almost died. So I think it's just you, Danny. No, I mean, the mall is crowded. We didn't go to the mall. We went to the mall last year and it was crowded. So that's definitely true. But even just like driving, I feel like you usually see these big signs. Someone said, because you can buy everything online. I think it's because more people are waking up to how toxic Black Friday is. I agree. Black Friday sales started last week in the UK. I work at American Eagle and I worked the opening shift. It was so dead from like 4 to 8. I was so bored. Wow, I'm shocked. Well, I guess that's also true. Like, we didn't go in the morning. We went at like 3 or 4 p.m. Like, we like went and like did spin and had lunch and then, yeah. But I'm sure if you guys work retail, I totally understand how crazy it can be in the morning. Especially, I think it just depends on the stores too. Like, I don't know. If I ever want to like buy a new TV, I guess maybe I'd like try and get a Black Friday deal on Best Buy. But, yeah, it's just always so interesting. Like, oh, you know, I bet Bath & Body Works had a really good sale. Well, then it's just like these stores, then they extend them until Sunday. Like, we did a Black Friday sale, as I said, and we did it from Thursday to Sunday. So, like, for our merch. It's just interesting how it all works, and I'm so intrigued by advertising and marketing and pricing and all that. That's my major, so I'm still learning lots about it. I kind of hope next week in my fashion or my visual merchandising class we talk about Black Friday and like promotions, because I'm curious what people have to say. It's really fun. Like, I'll walk into that class and she's like, okay, everyone talk about an ad they saw online today and how it affected them, or like if it encouraged you to buy something, or something you've seen in the last week that, you know, inspired you or gave you brand awareness. I don't know. I think that stuff is so interesting because advertising has changed so much. Shopping has changed so much. Consumerism has changed so much. It's just crazy. Anyways, I have said too much and I cannot stop coughing and I'm sorry. And I really hope this didn't like hinder your experience of listening to The Happening. So yeah, happy Monday. Go kick some booty. I know finals are starting soon. I have my first final this week. So, yeah, and actually, as you guys are listening to this, this Saturday I will be traveling out of the continent, not just the country, out of the continent, over to Europe for a special trip that I don't know if I can announce yet, so maybe I'll have announced it already on my Instagram, but I just can't. I'm just too scared right now, but it's a big deal, and I'm really excited. I had to move my finals so I could, like, do this trip, but my professors were really freaking cool, or I only had to move two finals, which... I was like, if I can't move these finals, then I'm just not going to do the trip and it's not meant to be. But I told my professors and they're like, wow, that's such a big deal. Like, yeah, well, you could take them early. So I'm like really, really thankful for that. And it's a big deal. So I will be traveling out of the country this Saturday. Oh, frick it. I'll just say it. I'm going to Germany on Saturday. I feel like I can say that. I hope I can say that. Oops, oops, oops. But yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going with a really freaking cool brand and I'm so excited. And it's all because of you guys and supporting me. So thank you so much. So definitely be on the lookout for my social media. I'll be posting a lot this weekend. It'll be a very quick gal on the go trip. I'm a little stressed about it because I'll be studying literally on the plane for my exams next week. But we're here for it. That's what we do to pursue the things that we love. We balance it. We are here for it. And then this Wednesday, look out for a new episode of Gals on the Go, just our normal one. However, it will not be with Brooke either because she did an episode with her mom last week. This is what we do around the holidays. I think we did this last winter break as well. My mom and I will be sitting down in the hot seat and doing an episode together. We're going to be talking about my mom as a yoga teacher. She's been a yoga teacher for 10 years now, I think. It's kind of crazy. And I'm just becoming a spin instructor now. So we're going to kind of talk about the differences. We're going to be talking about our college experiences, we're going to be doing a lot of compare and contrasting. She's going to be talking a lot about yoga because a lot of you guys want to hear from her about how to get into yoga. If you're just starting or you don't know where to start, we're going to be talking about essential oils. We're just going to be talking a lot and we're also going to be answering your questions. I think it'll be a good episode. I love my mom. She's a role model of mine. Peaceful Michelle on Instagram. Everyone just calls her Peaceful. She's freaking awesome. We're very similar but very different. She calms me down and I energize her. So yeah, I'm really excited for that episode. So be on the lookout for that. Have a great Monday. I love you guys so much. Thanks so much for tuning in and we'll talk to you soon. Bye guys.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.